Blog Talk Radio.
Boom, it is 9 p.m. here on the East Coast in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, running the controls tonight. We are TM Hyman Radio Live, that crew, that network. And tonight, we are up close and personal with comedian Angus Black, straight out of Norfolk, VA. He is hometown bred where I'm from as well. And we're going to kick it with Angus tonight about all things funny, his views on a lot of things that we got going on, world events, sports, politics, you know, anything that we can pick his brain about. And we're waiting for the general to join us as well. He's hopped off that flight, fresh back from Washington, D.C., handling that business. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert as well. But we're going to get this party jumping, cracking with a little bit of Big Sean and Kendrick Lamar. We'll be right back.
I look up, yeah, and I take my time. I'ma take my time, Walt. Power moves only. Boy, I'm about my business on business. I drink liquor on liquor. I have women on women. Yeah, that's butt vampire. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking. Cause they live for some moments, and I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shoot. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shoot. They praying on my mother downfall like a drought. But you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather. Champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. Swim flow special like an infant first step. I got paid to reverse debt. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. Show him I made something out myself and I just tried. Show him the house I bought the fam, let him tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I said trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I grew up to end big and pox and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, big hat and that juicy vib, I can't mother stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home, spray a dome, get sprayed up like air was cologne for a paycheck alone. Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance, we ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a sharpie, I write mine in stone. I knew the world was for the taking and wouldn't take long. We all trying to be better than everybody that's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody, Detroit versus everybody. I'm so first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis, fill it, it's metabolic. And I'm over saying they the hottest, then run to the hottest, it's just to stay hot. I'm one of the hottest because I flame drop, drop fire, and not because I'm name dropping, Hall of Fame dropping. And I ain't taking from nobody unless they OGs, cause that ain't the way of an OG. So I G-O collect more G's, every dollar never changed though. I'm just a new version of old me. Forever hot-headed, but never got cold feet. Got up in the game, won't look back at my old seats. Click so deep, we take up the whole street. I need a so bad that she take up my whole week, Sean Dunn.
Miscellaneous minds, never explaining the minds. Devilish grins for my alias, alien to the spine. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke, I'm the f*** I sell
it. Everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the f*** pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Tail flex and drop a bomb on this. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm in Poland like the Pope. I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler. You take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelets for my women friends. I'm in Vegas. Who the f*** y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coach in me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. F*** y'all clubs, f*** y'all. Show Instagram, get gobbled these. Gobble a f*** up to your hiccup, my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on a crutch.
West.
I see transform like villain Decepticons. Molly probably Tony the f***ing Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a black beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
I don't smoke, motherfucker, I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stumping me. I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond it with none of you. Climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gon' get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershops being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all new, just new, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designers. White tees and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same I'm rhyming with. But this is hip-hop and them, you know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, J Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better hawk trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as trying to land with a handful of arthritis and popping prosthetic leg, bumping pock in the cockpit so that that pops in his head is the option of violence. Someone heard the stewardess said that your parachute is a latex condom hooked to a dread. West Coast.
You can check my name on the books. I earth, wind, and fire, the burst and rains on the hook. The legend of Dorothy Flowers proclaimed from the roof. The tale of a magnificent king who came from the nooks of the wild magnolia. Mother of many soldiers, we live by every single word she ever told us. Watch over your shoulders and keep a tin of beans for when the weather turn the coldest. The Lord is our shepherd, so our cup runneth over. Put your trust in the Lord, but tether your Chevy Nova. I'm spitting this closure, and God is my witness, so you can get it from over. To all you magicians that fidgeting with the cobra, I'm solid as a rock, cause I came from a rock. That's why I came with the rock, to sign my name on the rock. Draw a line around some earth and put my name on the clock, cause I endured a lot of pain for everything that I got. The eyelashes like umbrellas when it rained from the heart, and the tissue was like an angel kissing you in the dark. You go from blind sight to hindsight, passion of the Christ right, to basking in the limelight. It take time to get your mind right. J Electricity, PBS Mysteries, in a lofty place, tangling with Satan over history. You can't say s*** to me, a hum duly lost. It's strictly by faith that we made it this far.
Hyman Radio Live, way to start off the show. Big Sean and Kendrick Lamar right there, a little something, something. It was kind of long, but it was a good way to start the show. You want to jump on it, like the general would say, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And without further ado, all the way live from somewhere up there in the DMV where I've been hating for the last 3 days because he's hanging out with the general. Our boy, Save James. What up, Sabo?
What's good? You still sour over there, man?
Yes, I am still bitter, sour right. Chocolate, and I do not appreciate those pictures that you sent of you and the general having a blast together while
he's
I could not
man.
Be present up in the mix. Yeah, I know.
He's
chilling without me and Toya and Dee Dee. And, you know, it's all good, though. It's all good. And all the way live, back from the DMV. The General has joined us, T.M. Hyman himself. Welcome to the show, General.
Oh, my. Fresh off a plane. I feel like I've been ran over by a damn truck. What's cracking, everybody? Thanks for rocking with us. Hump Day Wednesday. My dude, Say James. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was just getting on him about all the fun that y'all was having together.
He was hating already, son. He was already hating.
Hung out last night. Just choked all night long. So, big up.
Oh, well, then I'm real mad. I'm real mad then. I'm extra sour right now. It's all good. Laugh it up. Yuck. Chuckle it up.
Yeah, we had fun.
Somebody's looking at me, Sabe, like, y'all better not talk about me on the air.
You already know that.
Y'all got behind-the-scenes stories?
Nothing crazy. Nothing explosive. I wanted to check in.
I'll come back and join y'all in a little bit. Thanks for rocking it.
No doubt.
Update Wednesday.
And without further ado, we are going to bring on our guest for the night. We are up close and personal with one of my favorite comedians right out of the Norfolk, Virginia area, Huntersville, as a matter of fact. For Angus Black.
What's happening? Hi, Chai.
What's good?
Up, Angus?
General? What's good?
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Oh, I thank y'all for having me on. I won't do nothing anyway. I'm unemployed. Not saying I won't do nothing, but, you know, being unemployed, you sitting at the crib playing PS3 all night, you like, damn. Get on the radio show with Hyman and everybody, man.
You be doing something.
It was good.
We want to know what's good with you. Like, we know that you host the Funny Bone there. We know that you travel and you do take your comedic talent across the United States. Tell us a little bit, our T.M. Hyman listeners, a little bit about Angus Black.
I started off at Hot 102.1. Pretty much everybody out here know me from just being a street hustler, not in a bad way, but meaning hustler as in just I'm always in something. I always got a hustle coming up. Used to sell mixed CDs in Military Circle Mall. We call it Killitary Circle. That's like the hoodest mall you can go to right there. And
one of those more drinks.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, if you see some people up in there, they got credibility or something. You're like, what? You up in military? I used to work up in there, up in the shoe joint, up in DTLR. And I used to sell mixtapes out of there. I was, like, one of the first shoe dudes out there. And man, I went from doing that to being an intern on Hot 102.1. For 4 years, you know what I mean? So a lot of people, they be like, man, you was an intern for 4 years without getting paid, but, you know, you got to have a different vision when you kind of, the connections are more important than the money. So a lot of people be chasing the paper, but, you know, just knowing certain people take you a long way over that money any day. So, you know what I mean? So I made connections like that, learned how to do the radio engineering. And it was so crazy because at the time I was with my girl and we was about to move to Atlanta. And this one, Hot 102.1, done shut down. I never worked over there at 103 Jams, never started no beef or nothing because I always say, yo, you don't want to burn no bridges because one day you might have to work with those people, you know what I mean? So I never got caught up in that. And I was with my girl. We about to move to Atlanta. Boxes packed up and everything. And out of nowhere, I got a call from DJ Law. R.I.P., you know what I mean? He called me and said, yo, man, we was wanting to know if you want to be a Buddha Brother. I was like, what? This is the legendary Buddha Brothers morning show. Like, I met these dudes when I was middle school. Like,
that's crazy.
They autographed my shirt, and I broke up with my girl and let her move to Atlanta, and I stayed here in VA to be on the morning show with the Buddha Brothers. So that's how So people need to know the sacrifice in the game if you're willing to go all the way with something.
Right.
You gotta dedicate that time. You can't be selfish and bring somebody's feelings into something that you ain't really focused on. So at that time, you know, brother, I'm laying on couches. I've been sleeping on couches the majority of my life. Dropped out of school, went back, got my degree. At night school, it was like a high school for bad kids at night. You know what I'm saying?
You went to Madison.
But I got my...
You went to Madison.
I went to Madison. Yeah, there you go. The school that's hooked to the BB&T Bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only real local people know about that.
We get robbed at the bus stop and everything, man. And I remember we got in trouble one time because when you go on your lunch break at that school, there won't no lunch room, so you had to go, like, McDonald's. But it was a little strip club across the street, and we went over there trying to play dumb. Like, yo, we was ordering some chicken wings when we know we was trying to look at the dirty-ass little strippers in that joint. So, yo, that's a good old days. Good old days. But
and they're looking at the strippers with the bullet holes in their booty.
You know what I mean? Well, at that time, you know, dudes don't even need a head or legs hooked to a
Word.
Dog.
You just want to see some TNA. Give me some TNA. That's it. I don't care what it is, what it look like.
As long as it got titties in that dress on, then we good.
Word. She got an eye in the middle of a fatty.
You know what I mean?
Not the Cyclops stripper.
She'll pass.
The standards done dropped severely out here in the streets right now for what guys be looking for now, like that. I'll be like, yo, you really going to rock out with that? We all guys, I don't care how much of a bachelor you think some dudes are. Every dude got that one or two joints that they did on a night that was just like, yo, I ain't got no choice.
Word.
Everybody.
You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying? So
any
dude that's trying to make it like he had nothing but bad bitches his whole life, that nigga be lying.
Say it again.
Say
it again. He got that one or two.
Nah, man, but, yeah, man, I started working at 103 Jams. This ain't going to even give a whole biography on that, man, but, you know, DJ Law gave me the opportunity over there, and I was doing the What Part of the Game Is That skit, and Law put a lot
Classic.
Of pressure. Yeah, he put a lot of pressure on me because he said, yo, if you want to be on the morning show, you need to come up with your own signature. Like, you need for everybody to know you by something. So, he like, I need you to come up with that by today. I was like, what? Like, oh, snap. But it was like it was pressure, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like DJ Law, he expecting a lot from me and stuff. And I'm only over here because Mike Lord had recommended me a long time ago because Mike Lord called me and said, yo, I want to learn how to do that comedy shit. So the circle of life is so crazy because I was teaching Mike Lord how to do comedy, and then he told Law about me, and then Mike Lord passed away, and then DJ Law called me, and then Law already told me a long time ago, he said, yo, soon, he said, I want you to come on the radio, and I want you to milk this motherfucker, because they going to soon syndicate this joint, and then they're going to get rid of everybody who's local that's known around here. So he said, so milk it to the point when they fire you, the whole city going to be mad, and they ratings going to be horrible. And to this day, that's what's happened.
That is what's happening. And for those that, our TM Hyman listeners that don't know, Mike Lord and DJ Law, rest in peace, were two of the greats in the Hampton Roads area. DJ Law, a part of the legendary Buddha Brothers, along with Big B, had been on the radio at 103 Jams for well over 20 years. Yeah, and in different segments, but different hot times. They had the prime time slots, and were fortunate enough to gain the morning show with, you know, the highest ratings that 103 Jams had ever had, and then bringing other, you know, people into the fold for them to be able to blow up and to, you know, show their skills too, you know, was just something that was so historic in the Hampton Roads area. And, you know, for a morning show to have that type of ratings was almost unheard of. And they actually passed up offers to go to other markets to stay in their own market and continue to blow it up. So I also have to give props to the Buddha Brothers Morning Show because they gave me a lot of opportunities in the Virginia area before I came here to Itty Bitty Plant City, where I am to rock out with TM Hyman Radio. So to tell you the truth, if they hadn't given me the chances that they'd given me, I may not be where I am right now. So once again, rest in peace. Shout out to DJ Law and to Mike Lord. And I'm going to put equal amount of pressure on you tonight, Angus Black. We're going to take a break. But after this, after when we come back, I would like for you to give us one of your classic. Can you please? I'll even try to help you do it. I need peaches and lasagna. Maybe when they robbed Rick Ross for his jewelry at the strip club, when she was a 911 operator or something. We're gonna bring y'all TM Hymer Radio listeners something.
I don't know
nothing
we're
right
talking about. What's that?
I'm gonna hip you to it on the backside so you'll know about it too, Save James. We'll be right back right after this.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Hot Chocolate, and I am a part of the best team in internet radio. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Times. TM Hymer Radio. We'll be right back.
917-889-3926 is the number to call. You're here with us, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your boy, Save James. We got the very salty, bitter, hot chocolate over there.
I sure am.
You'll be all right. You'll get over it one day, I promise you. And we have
<One day.
laughs> with us still Brother Angus Black over there.
Yo!
We still in here doing the damn thing. We're going to get right back in to find out a little bit more about his latest endeavors.
Yeah, most definitely.
No doubt. But first, we have an up-close and personal exclusive interview with that girl Peaches from out of Peaches. And we want
Hold on. Let me get her for you. Peaches.
Okay.
We're going to
find out about this. Hey, Peaches girl, how you doing? How you doing?
What up, girl? I heard you was from P-Town.
No, I'm a Norfolk kid, but I have hung out a little bit in P-Town.
You a Norfolkin nigga? Well, fuck you then, bitch.
I'm saying I'm
still
cool, though.
Let me shout out my...
Go ahead, shout your people out.
Let me shout my baby out, Parmesante. My twins, Dolce and Gabbana. Also, my little newborn, Dejano. Dejano was he was a little anorexic when he was born, but his head big as hell. But he getting a little weight on him now, so he up to 2 pounds. What up, Dejano?
What up to the babies, Peachy? What up to the babies? Now listen, I got a question about this Rick Ross caper that you and your girl pulled off. Can we talk about that,
or is that still? Oh, no.
Is that classified information?
Right now, we facing charges on that, you know what I'm saying? We tried to rob his fat ass when he came out here. We tried to... Well, all fat niggas be wearing New Balances. Why fat niggas wear New Balances? They comfortable as hell.
He didn't have his Reebok deal yet. That's probably why he had the balance on.
He had a nerve to have a motherfucking velour suit on with no shirt on. You know he's a fucking mustache. I don't care how much deodorant you put on.
I thought he was sexy, bitches.
That nigga was musty as hell when he came over here. It smelled like he had 2 onions and a headlock. I was like, God damn. Roast beef. God damn, Rick Ross.
All I'm gonna say, Peaches, is you did something that probably all of the girls and the guys have wanted to do besides rob him, get close to his ass. So I just want to know, did he try to holler or not?
Who, Rob?
Jose, he ain't try to holler at you? Yeah.
Oh, Rick Ross. Oh, hell no.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross. Nobody want to holler at Rick Ross, fat ass. And then, he used to fuck with that girl. 50 Cent don't fuck that girl. And I know she be getting around and shit. I don't want to be fucking no nigga who don't fuck that little bitch that been with goddamn 50 Cent. And 50 Cent nasty. He got all the blood monkey diseases on his balls and shit like that.
Monkey gooky.
Ew. Well, Peaches, I just thank you for even taking the time.
You must not be on Facebook.
Say it again, Pete.
You must not be on Facebook. You ain't see that new disease, that new killer gonorrhea going around. It's a new gonorrhea. A new gonorrhea that'll burn your fucking dick off in like the weekend, like 3 days.
In the weekend. They ain't got no cure for it yet.
Hell no, you ain't got time to get no cure if your ass gonna die in the goddamn weekend. your ass just be in the club dancing and your fucking dick just burn off and you be like, what the fuck? You know, try to pour Hennessy on it and make it worse.
Oh my gosh. Well, Peaches, thank you very much for joining us. You have definitely enlightened us on a lot of things. Definitely that overnight weekend gonorrhea. You going to come back and check us out again, Peaches? Anytime. You're always welcome.
Nah, she gone. She gone, goddammit.
She said, why fat niggas don't wear New Balance?
No, you know,
I
you know
that was
a past. You know that's some real jump, man. Y'all know that's some
that
real jump, man. Back in the day,
yo,
you used to be the fat dude in the bathroom with the New Balances on.
Yo,
off the nigga sit in the bathroom.
And it's pretty good.
Leaning.
I didn't hear the rest of the conversation. I was laughing at that joke as soon as I heard it for the rest of the phone call. I didn't hear the rest of the conversation. I was laughing at that joint the whole time.
Oh, my God. Angus is really crazy, but you can go
Word.
On. Aren't some of your skits on YouTube, Angus?
Yeah, you can go to youtube.com/AngusBlatt. That's A-N-G-U-Z. Z as in zebra, Kate, and you can pull it up, and you see a lot of little videos. Me doing a couple of my comedy clips, a couple of little videos I did. I did my grandma, she a ill freestylist that love Lil Wayne, and all she do is rap off Lil Wayne beat. So you can catch a couple of them skits out there as well.
That joint right there was the illest. That was one of my favorites too.
Yeah,
got my side.
Yo, let me
boy.
Ask you a question, B, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
On this morning show, like, what's the typical, like, what's the prep work that goes into that?
A lot of morning shows be having it kind of made because, you know, they got a production man in there. They got a engineer to pretty much run the board and. The most radio jobs, all they got to do is show up and they can just start talking. But when I was working at most of the radio shows I was doing, we had to do all the work. So I had to learn the board. I had to learn how to do the radio engineering. I came in there and I had to basically prep everything that morning. We supposed to prep the night before, but you know how niggas is, man. We come in last minute trying to rush pulling YouTube up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, y'all, anybody see the BET Awards last night? I ain't got cable. I ain't had cable in the last 15 years. I ain't seen BET in I don't know how long, bro. And,
right.
You know, and I pretty much just went off whatever the latest news was that morning, and I go next door in the other studio, and I record my little what part of the game is that based off what I hear, and I just record it and make all my sound effects, my own voices. And once I learned how to do the cool edit, it was a done deal.
Okay.
So. That's it.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and on the other side of this, we're going to come back with Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert, 917-889-3926, if you want to weigh in and talk to our special guest tonight, Angus Blatt. We'll be right back.
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Dee Dee, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Is lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutchin' running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that prime. This that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon.
Uh-huh, honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Bam! I wanna f*** you hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get my f*** on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But, ay, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And, ay, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, ay, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked if the other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Real talk, real people, real time. It is 9:37 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. It is 6:37 p.m. all the way out there in Santa Ana, California. Joining us tonight, once again, is our up-close and personal guest, Angus Black. But before we jump back into that, we're also here with Save James and our health and wellness expert, Dee Dee. What's up, Dee Dee?
What's happening, TM Hammond family? How is everybody doing?
What up, Dee Dee?
What's going on? What's going on, Angus? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm marvelous. Thank you. Thank you. And glad to be here on Hump Day Wednesday to bring you your Hump Day Wednesday health and wellness segment. I want to keep it short and sweet tonight. And just to let you guys know, going into next week, since it is Thanksgiving Eve, if that is the day, that I will not have a segment next week. Needless to say, I can't wait to get back to you the week following. Hopefully, tell you about some good, healthy foods I was able to have for Thanksgiving. But tonight, that's what I'm going to talk about, some tips to survive a healthy Thanksgiving feast. And when you think about Thanksgiving, last thing you want to think about is healthy, I'm trying to tell you. Needless to say, there is no need to blow your healthy living style, your healthy lifestyle, or your healthy diet just because it's Thanksgiving. You can indulge a little bit, everything in moderation, but I just want to give you a couple of tips, you know, to keep your healthy plan in front of you so, you know, you don't feel like that you blew it like most of us do the next day.
I'm going to blow it. Yeah.
you know, and on Black Friday, the last thing you want to think about is going to the gym. After, you know, as many nights I woke up on the floor because I ate way too much. But hopefully this year, couldn't even make it to the bed because I was too full. But hopefully this year I will learn. So a couple tips for you real quick. First thing you can do is to drink water. Plenty of water definitely helps to control your appetite. It makes you feel fuller faster. So it makes so therefore you will consume less food. But again, everything in moderation. Eat slowly. Takes about 20 minutes for your brain to register that you're full. So if you savor your food, that candy yams and that macaroni and cheese and that turkey and that ham, if you savor the flavor, therefore you won't indulge too much. You won't overeat. Again, eat before the party starts. So if, you know, if you're not having Thanksgiving at your home and you're going out and some people go to multiple homes, what you want to do is don't starve yourself before dinner time thinking, I'm going to save space. I'm not going to eat no food because I'm going to eat all this food when I go here, here, and here. That's not what you want to do. Eat a healthy breakfast and make sure you eat a snack. Therefore, you're able to enjoy, you know, your Thanksgiving meals. And if you're going to multiple homes for Thanksgiving, you don't got to eat everything on the buffet table, you know, dibble-dabble here, dibble-dabble there. Everybody probably going to have some similar things. So, you know, if you know where you're going and you know who serves the best of what, you know, pick and choose that way. You know, eat your special stuff, of course. You know, you don't have to blow your calories or anything like that. Things we have all the time, like, you know, a lot of families, especially Southern families, eat a lot of greens on Sunday or eat string beans on Sunday. Certain stuff, which of those are healthy, or macaroni and cheese. Certain stuff, you know, we eat on a normal basis, but there are certain Thanksgiving foods that you don't eat on a normal basis because that's the whole purpose of Thanksgiving. You're looking forward to special foods. Eat those special foods, and then that way, you know, you can save those other foods you normally eat on the regular for other times. Don't go back for seconds. I know that's hard. When I read it, I was like, don't go back for seconds. What? What? Hold on. Again, everything in moderation. If you had, like, if you go, like I'm saying, you go into multiple homes, some people may start Thanksgiving at 2. You're going to be out till 6 or 7. If, don't go out for seconds. Needless to say, everything in moderation. That's all I'm going to keep saying. That's like, the word for the segment tonight, everything in moderation. Survey the buffet, huh?
I was like, what do you say to the person that may burn something before they go house hopping?
Hey, everything in moderation.
It ain't going to be in moderation.
Okay,
hey,
pass that.
That's what I'm going to say. Man. I'm going to say pass that and everything in moderation.
Amen. Damn right.
you like we smoking kush and smoking turkey legs too.
At the same damn time.
Y'all are mad. All right. Of course, everybody, you heard the famous thing, stop when you full. Full, you know when you full. And full means full. Full don't mean I can stuff a little bit more and a little bit more. Stop when you full. That's the worst thing you could do is to full. Again, that's going to leave you on the floor. I know I'm... I am an experienced overeater, so therefore don't do it. Just stop when you're full. You'll live to see another day and another Thanksgiving.
Yeah, don't get to the point where if you about to sneeze that you think a piece of shit gonna come out your ass. That's gonna get to that point.
Absolutely. Don't be like me. I was so full one time I fell asleep at the dinner table. I couldn't eat. I was just that full and that sleepy. I was just rude. But come on, people. You know, drink in moderation. You know, everybody. You know, if you're going to have some drinks, if you're going to drink alcohol, drink in moderation. I would suggest, I'm a wine drinker, definitely white wine. Red wines are definitely good because they're healthy. I don't know about wine spritzers, if some of you like wine spritzers, but if you're going to drink, again, the key word for tonight is everything in moderation.
If you want to do alcohol, if you do vodka, it's 69 calories per shot.
That is true.
Vodka make me want to tear stuff up. I'm fighting.
Yeah, but okay, in moderation. So how many shots are we going to have?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just saying.
Until I get
well,
ready to tear stuff up,
I
know I had enough.
Two.
I'm just saying
70,
two, that's
looking
it.
At 70 calories per shot. So I could do about 140. So I'm good. I actually have lost. I was 270 pounds, and I'm down to 208 right now. So,
oh, big up.
Awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm feeling hot in the paint right now.
Okay, so, well, you know, don't put that back on by having too many shots. That's all I'm saying. You know, everything
oh,
in moderation. Absolutely, I'm going to say this. Again, for those people who are still trying to keep healthy in the forefront, you can make healthy choices. You know what's healthy. You know what's unhealthy. Especially if you're cooking, you know, you don't want to do too much butter, stuff like that, or too much fried stuff. So you know how to make healthy choices. We're all adults here. And definitely, if for people like myself, I am like a gym junkie, so I like to create a calorie deficit before I go and eat. That means exercise and burn calories before you indulge in your favorite food. So if you, even if you just take a walk while the food is, because I can't stand while mom is cooking, or I'm cooking and I got to sit here. Okay, no, I don't cook. I'm lying. When my mom is cooking, I got to sit here and smell it, so I go outside and take a walk. Do that. That you still burning calories, and that way you can eat. I'm not saying overindulge. Everything in moderation. And tonight's health and wellness segment, again, on healthy Thanksgiving eating tips is, what did we learn? Thing in moderation.
Everything in
that
moderation.
And that vodka shot is 59 calories. You say what?
No doubt.
He's a malt applesauce or a goddamn jar of a baby jar of Gerber or something with the little baby spoon until the goddamn food ready. How about that?
Whatever it is,
and take a walk while
you're
doing
moderation.
That too.
Okay,
y'all
take a shot, take a walk.
I know I ain't the only smoker up here that ate some baby food one time when I didn't want no more food in the house.
You
might be flying solo over there, B.
Yeah, I think so.
Now,
when my baby was a baby, I
might
have eaten some and tasted it, but yeah, nah. You want?
That's about as much as it went. You know, you gotta get that little tax. You know?
Not sleeping on that pear baby food, man. That pear be going in.
Okay.
Thank you for your segment tonight, Dee Dee. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. We can always use
a little bit of health and wellness in our life. And the word again for the week, people, everything
in
moderation. It's 9:46 p.m. We'll be right back.
You see this motherfucker. I see elephants house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast, Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it. Because this water drown my family, this water makes my blood. This water tells my story, this water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaina. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill, that BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docks in front of a man picking cotton. Silk and fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yachting, Ocean 11.
Elephant house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast, Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it. Because this water drown my family, this water makes my blood. This water tells my story, this water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, feeling open. Welcome to the Magnum Opus, the Magna Carta, the best son of the Dakota, yeah. On a holiday playing strange fruit, from a maker to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd's Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, I'm so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to float. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast,
Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family, this water makes my blood, this water tells my story, this water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and wipe the sun away on the waves of the ocean.
Destination Dubai, and we are joined with our up close and personal guest tonight, Angus Black. Also joining me, your girl Hot Chocolate, is our boy Save James and our health and wellness expert Didi. And the general will be popping back in shortly. Thank you again for joining us, Angus. And if anybody wants to weigh in and speak to our guest tonight, Angus Black, hit us up 917-889-3926. Real talk, real people, real time. We are that network, TM Hyman Radio. So, Angus, Wednesday is normally our relationship segment. And we, you know, have kind of run the gamut in talking about all kind of things regarding relationships. What I'm kind of interested to know from you is one night we talked about, how shall I phrase this? Adult entertainment enhancement aids. We're just going to go ahead and put it out there. Toys. And my question to you is, do you feel as though they help or hinder in a relationship?
Now, I honestly, you know, I'm going to keep it real. I honestly like when a girl has her own personal toys, but if a dude actually involved with the toy himself, then I ain't with that. You know, me personally, like, I feel I can hold it down to the point I don't need no assistance. That's how I look at it. You brought some assistance, young man, because you can't handle it all by yourself.
So would her bringing the toy out intimidate you or make you think that she was questioning your abilities to please her? Or
No. I think if she already had it, like say if I just happen to come in the house, I ain't know nothing about it, and I just walk in the room and I catch her doing her thing with the toy, then I'm just going to be like, oh, okay, then of course that's going to hype me up right there. But now, if we already, like, she downstairs and she just chilling and I walk in and I'm trying to engage with her, and then she's like, hold on, nigga, let me get a thought. Like, what, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could have did it on my life. She's like, nah, I need to get the thought because you can't hold it down. Then I got a problem. See, it's a good thing to have a thought for a certain situation, but she needed to the point you ain't doing it or handling your business because that's why she needed a thought. Then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. And I think that's where the general consensus with the men was the night that we had the discussion. I think another question that we touched on was, would you feel a certain way if she brought it out in the middle of what you all are doing? Like, would it make you appreciate, I guess, her freaky level, or would it be like, dang, like, you know, your freak meter is on 1,000?
Man, I don't know. That's a tricky question because, one, you probably get fight up, but then, two, you thinking about, like, yo, who's the first person you got down like this with? Like, this something new for me. Like, you know what I mean? You sitting here like, yo, you learned this from somewhere because you going in right
you
now.
You need that feel again.
like, is you thinking about me when you do that? Like, you keep looking at the ceiling and jump, look at me. Like, why you keep looking over there?
Word.
I could have sworn I heard you call me Curtis one time. My name ain't no goddamn Curtis.
He said Curtis?
Curtis.
Angus, how long have you and your wife been married?
We've been together for 6 years and married for 4.
Aw, yay. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Marriage is definitely taken to another level. I don't know what it is. This thing like you could be with somebody for 10, 15 years and y'all won't never marry and y'all life been cool, but then as soon as you put a ring on it, it's like hell the next day. You like, what the hell? Like, we've been going strong. As soon as I put the papers on it, that's when junk go downhill, yo. Marriage is something different because, like, first off, when you first was with your woman, and hold on, making sure she's still asleep downstairs.
You better make
Hey, bro, every close eye ain't sleep. Don't forget that. Every close eye ain't sleep.
Nah, man, but it's crazy because it's like, before you got married, it's like y'all was getting it in like rabbits on the regular. Y'all do it anywhere. The freakiness level was crazy. But then as soon as you get married, it's like so what's your schedule like on Sunday, maybe around 4 o'clock? You open and get some ass that day? Like, is you good? You know, that ass is on the schedule. Like, yo, you know it's past 9:30. I got to go to work tomorrow. Like, I ain't got the scrum to give you. I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. So that's how married life.
That's
like,
y'all was courting at first. She was trying to catch you. She had to, you know, she had to make sure that you knew what she was capable of. And then, you know,
nah,
once
man.
You know what she's capable of, that has.
Nah,
but
man.
Not,
don't
not
condone
that
behavior.
Should continue.
Don't condone
no,
that
I'm
behavior.
I'm not condoning
not...
it. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying things change when you get married, and that is true. Although I've never been married, so I can't really speak on it. I'm just speaking on the experiences that my friends
I'll
who
weigh
are
in
married
on that when he's
about.
Done. Because I've been married about a couple years more than you, bro. So I'll weigh in on that.
Hey, my condolences,
I'm just
brother.
Saying that there are things that you have to put into perspective that sometimes, you know, have to be done before you can just lay around and
hey lady that never been married, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to tell her. I'm just trying to tell her, son.
she's trying to put some junk together. She's like, maybe, you know, when
I'm saying what the people who have been married, my friends that are currently married, I'm saying what they told me. Now, right, let me get somebody else in here that's single as well. TM, General, I need you to help me out on this because apparently I'm not holding it down well enough for the single people in this question.
I mean, like I said,
you ain't even going to put me out there like that because I'm coming in midway. You know what I'm saying?
No way, I need flying, help.
What if I'm straight in from the stadium in D.C. right now? Like, what
oh,
up,
man.
What's
what up, General? Glad to have you back.
Yes, sir. Is that Angus Black hanging out with us? Yeah, man. What's happening with you, bro?
What's cracking, bro? What's cracking? I've never met you personally, bro, but you actually work with my big brother, God bless his soul, DJ Law, who I worked with for years on 103 Jams. So you family regardless.
Oh, word up, man. I already know, man. Anybody who had any type of interaction with DJ Law, man, I know he done rubbed some knowledge off on somebody, man. This dude was, like, just mentally on another level, so. Salute,
yes, sir. We started off in radio together, bro. DJ Law did Sunday Flavor. I hosted Sunday Flavor before getting my own show. But, man, Big B, DJ Law, the whole 103 Jams family, that's where I started. So much love.
Okay, man, salute, man. For real, man.
No doubt. What up, world?
So, General. General, we are going to take a quick break, and I understand that you and Save James have something to talk about tonight in his segment. I definitely cannot wait to get to that.
Oh, Save, you going there? You going there, Save? You going there?
Nah, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to talk about the other thing that happened, the byproduct of the whole main event, you know.
No.
Let's do it.
I couldn't be there. I need to know. That's not fair.
We're going
to
take a break. We're going to take a break. Come right back. It's TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:03. We'll be right back. TM Hyman.
Boo. I'm hating. Boo. I'm hating. Boo.
That's what you do. You keep going with that.
Yes, it is.
Couldn't even get an answer. I tried to call, but my pride wouldn't let me die. And I'm sitting here with this blank expression. And the way I feel, like a child.
with this blank expression.
Here in Tampa, Florida. If you'd like to submit some original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award-winning artist, producer Nokio from Drew Hill, you can submit your MP3 to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and get in on the action. Get a real critique from a Grammy Award-winning producer. It's your hip-hop informer back in Tampa, straight off the plane. Big up everybody in D.C. Y'all did us real, real well. Just brought $1 million back to Florida. Thank you, President Obama. Went to a huge conference. $26 million given away to the best of the best from the Department of Labor. Brought $1 million back here to Tampa so that we can help juvenile delinquents to get on a real career track and to expunge the records. We getting those criminal records out of here, and we sending some kids to school. You know, and so don't believe the hype when it comes to media. You know, I know they trying to dog our president over Obamacare, but guess what? Obamacare is still that thing because there's more people benefiting from Obamacare than people who aren't. So go President Obama, and I don't want y'all to believe the hype. Special guest tonight, we're up close and personal with that dude, Angus Black, out of the Hampton Roads area, known at 103 Jams, but I want to talk about this. The Hampton Roads market, for many, you know, that's why I started in radio. But the market has gone through a lot of changes as it relates to personalities and format. Man, again, God bless DJ Law, who was a staple in Hampton Roads as it relates to DJs. He's known all over the country. Oh. I believe he's known all over the world, believe it or not, because 103 Jams was just that powerful. Hey, but Angus, I know recently there was a huge shift with the syndication of Power 105's morning show. Talk about it.
Well, you know, for a long time, a lot of people didn't even know that I was off the radio. You know, they let me go November of last year. So, you know, for a long time, they've been playing my What Part of the Game is That. Up to now, they still been running my skit. So, you know, it feels good every morning I get up and I see a bunch of texts. Like, man, that What Part was funny, but they be like 3 years old. So, it feels good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's crazy. But the crazy thing is when Obama got reelected, right on the radio before I took my vacation that week, I said, oh, man, see, all the black people, y'all getting excited. Well, y'all don't even understand Obamacare. Y'all don't even understand what's about to take place right now. Y'all don't understand martial law is in process. I said now they're getting rid of the people that had substance on the radio because if you see the violence, see the increase with young kids doing some crazy stuff, all of that is by design. And on the radio, if you got a bunch of people that's going to keep everybody dumbed down, then if you ain't with that, then you're not going to be a part of the radio. And I started to say more conscious stuff to kind of wake up our young youth or whatever. And, you know, they actually had a meeting with me and told me, like, yo, the typical 18 to 24-year-old is not trying to hear any politics, nothing about secret societies, anything like that. If you keep talking like that, then you need to find a work elsewhere. the typical 18 to 24-year-old in the urban community want to hear stuff about Chief Keith, how many babies he got on his way, what new tattoo Gucci Mane got on his face. That's what
they actually told you that, Angus.
They actually told me that.
Radio executives actually told you that.
Man, and you know, and it's to the point you can't really go in. I'm already saying some stuff that you be like, man, you got to watch your back off stuff like this. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you know what I mean? I just want people to know that, you know, a lot of the stuff that you feed your mental with, you know, based on what you listen to, you know, sounds and images play a lot of with your brain. Your brain is like a computer, so. When people say, man, it's getting crazy out here, man, I don't understand, you know, technology is, you know, satellite radio is taking over. We already saw all of this come in. Like, come on, they let Michael Bazin go. Like, Michael Bazin had 7 million people tuning in, and, like, why did y'all let him go and y'all win it?
And that's where I wanted to transition to, really, because I wanted to validate, really, what you were saying. When I asked the question, did they actually tell you that? I know for a fact those type of conversations take place. Michael Bazin was here in Tampa about a month and a half ago. I had an opportunity to go and check him out. And at the end of the day, he was actually saying something that's identical to what you're saying right now. If you're trying to uplift and empower, they really don't want you on mainstream radio. That's why we're so proud of this platform. We got over 75,000 listeners all over the world. Because
that's
we do this the way we want to, and it's all about positive energy and just keeping it real across the board. And so, I mean, what you're saying is real, but people got to wake up and smell the coffee because it's burning.
Yeah,
it's been burning.
But you know, something that's really messed a lot of people up. A lot of people wouldn't know that around the time Obama and Mitt Romney was running against each other, that our station was under Mitt Romney. So, you know, it was like something that. So when Obama got reelected, I actually said it on the radio. I've been at 103 for about 4 or 5 years, and I have never took a vacation the whole time I was there. And everybody who used to take vacations or go take their birthday off, I used to be like, man, you know they're going to fire you on your day off. You know they're going to get you on your vacation. So now I finally take my vacation, and I say on the radio, I say, Obama won. I guess my job going to be gone on my vacation, and they fired me on my vacation.
Mm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
What part of the game is that, huh?
What part of
play
the
that
game?
No doubt.
Play that joint. They play that one.
Yeah, man. On some real junk, I honestly wanted to break out. I just ain't know how to do it because, you know, I do a lot of funny skits and do some ratchet ones too. But I always try to clean some stuff up with some substance behind it. I try to do it where, you know I got religious people listening. I know I got kids listening. I know I got some people who real edgy. So it's kind of hard to play both.
Right. Hey, Angus, was Eric still the GM?
Who's
the GM at 103 right now?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, majority of the whole staff is gone now. So, like, you know, the last, you know, program director that was there when I was there, you know, from what I heard, she no longer there either. So I don't know what's going on with them. I haven't tuned into it. I don't know nothing.
Was Tony Jones still there before you left?
Still there.
Okay.
But I don't think
Tony's in promotions, right?
Well, she was. Yeah, she was.
And you
she
know,
was,
and,
yeah.
and she was one of the ones that you know me for people that really hold you down and show you the ropes and keep it 100 with you. Like
Absolutely.
She was like a family member. I look at her like an auntie. Like I look at her more like
that's
auntie.
Tough. That was my dog. She been in radio for years. She's been there. They didn't have a lot of general managers, but I mean, I was there when Janet Armstrong was the general manager, and Janet and Tony Bailey was running radio. Really, I'm going to say running radio
you know, in the region at the end of the day. Let's do this. Let's pause. We're going to come right back. Madam CeeLo Boston's on the line. You are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. We up close and personal tonight with Mr. Angus Black. We'll be right back.
Gotta work.
Slight work. Slight work.
D-Town to the DMV.
Yep, no, what's up?
Finally got your girl going crazy.
Drunk white bitches. I can do it all and it ain't no problem. Ain't nobody harder than a nigga folk Lauren. Bitch, I go hard, I'm ballin', I'm blow trotting. And my flow up, my nigga, I'm Mozart with it. It's often, I do this. I turn a straight prude bitch into a nudist. Foolin', I be on that new shit. And I'm blowin' up like bitches we went to school with. Ain't nobody checking for your garbage. Lot of intuition, I ain't there, finish college. Never hit them all if I ever get it all. Any bra better lay her like I'm dressing for the fall, nigga. And I'm all that, hit the passenger dope. Shawty with pink, very sweet, and I ain't lactose. I ain't trying to brag, though, I just know I'm that dope. Kick gang, Bojack, my Bojack top boat. Ha, and it ain't no problem. You race to these bras, I relay them, baton them. Bitches in here, I want that. But when you step out, why the bitches run out? Double MG shit, I put this dead now. Rick James back, bad bitches in the couch. Wordplay, Aruba is my first name. I think I'm Coco Buchanan, you just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's, I roll a pair of J's. We up a diamond supply, spinning that carrot cake. Let them marinate, you forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Slight work, slight work. The wrong drink, the right work. Slight work, right work. The wrong drink, the right work. Work, work, work.
So you cut a fucking paycheck. Only thing between me and your bitch is a latex. Man, and I ain't into saving these hoes. My nigga tell me where you see a cape at. B-I-B-I, bitch, B-I-G. Two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bad bitch. Green faces but a nigga dies in yellow badges. Woo. Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living the fucking life. White America said I be doing 25 a life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night, whoa. Blocka, 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 blocka. Bitch get hit with my Ciroc, blocka chopper. Go. Taking body shots, blocka, blocka, blocka. Probably in your girl dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor like I'm out tanning. And they sold your whole delivery, now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery man, I'm outstanding. Car tenant, I'm in that shit like I'm out camping. God damn it, I'm one hell of a guy. Looking down on the cloud, that's a hell of a high. Bitch, I get ghost. The way she's screaming big, niggas couldn't tell if I was dead or alive.
Slight work, slight work. The wrong drink, the right work. Slight work, right work. The wrong drink, the right work. Work, work, work.
Radio Network. It is 10:22 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the General TM himself, Sabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert, as well as our special guest up close and personal tonight, Mr. Angus Black himself. And yes, he is a guest. If you would like to be a guest on the show to tell your story, or you want to share something interesting about your community, submit a hot topic, email to us. Send an email to, excuse me, at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Again, that's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We will get back to you with a confirmation email to let you know when your scheduled slot time is. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. Madam Boston, what up, girl?
What it do, baby?
What's up, baby? How y'all doing? Good afternoon. Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. I'm just coming to hang out. That's all.
That's that broad
wildest
right there.
What happened? I heard, like,
Somebody talking on that Frog Wireless over there.
You know what? It's a computer, and I'm going to meet you at 3 o'clock.
She's talking on the baby monitor. Nice.
How about you get me another phone and we're going to have this conversation again?
At least they ain't frying no chicken. At least she ain't frying no chicken on the monitor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just joking, Matt. I'm just messing with you.
Nah, that's all good. We be giving her hell about that all the time. She be changing tires,
right.
Taking showers, carburetors,
right.
All kinds of stuff going on. She got all that going. Plugs and wires.
Block parties in the kitchen, yes. The whole nine, yeah.
So Angus Black. Go ahead, Angus.
I want to shout my homie DJ Philly. He tuning in right now. That's my little Huntersville homie,
you go.
Man. Yeah, man, so salute them. Ill-ass DJ right there.
Huntersville!
Well, he should submit something. Submit something so we can play it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like, dude, like, whatever kind of mix you need, he got it, man. That dude is ill, yo.
Huntersville. He said out in Huntersville, Norfolk, Virginia, where somebody just got shot 2 seconds ago.
Okay. Okay. Naughty by Norfolk. Get out of here.
Somebody got shot.
Yeah.
Somebody grandma's making some
yacht.
Fresh yak.
What
okay.
You know about
yak?
What you know about it?
Don't talk about yak.
Hey,
oh, my God. Y'all was talking
yacht.
Another language over there.
I lived a lot of my life in Norfolk, Virginia. I know about that good yakamane, boy.
Yeah, you got to
talk another language over there.
Come on.
What?
You talking dirty, man.
There's a selling party out there, like somebody in the hood that's trying to raise some rent money up.
What?
You got to find that type of
no
career.
No doubt. Get you some yak, a shot of yak, and a frozen
cup. I'm talking
cup.
A whole nother, yeah, another arena than I.
No, that was
quite
a
lot.
She just named right there.
See, man, you don't know that yak is the oldest, dirtiest, ghettoest meal of all time right there. That's
what is that?
Somebody in the house just stuck in the crib, and then somebody was just like, yo, all I got is some boiled chicken in the refrigerator. All I got is one egg, some goose noodles, some goddamn soy sauce, some like that.
Yes.
Onion. There's everything in there.
Mad Dog 2020.
Onions,
yes. Yeah.
Hey,
and that's what
you
wash it down
is.
With, yep.
Right, exactly.
What is yak?
It's the gourmet
down
the whole gold.
I don't know what yak is.
That's all that
I'm still in the dark.
That's
what it's called.
What is it?
Boiled chicken.
It's boiled chicken noodles. You can use like lo mein noodles, or you know, you real ghetto, you use some top ramen. But it ain't real yak if you're gonna use the top ramen. You gotta use the real.
Hey, but check it out. The best yak, the noodles came from that spot that was over the Brambleton section near Norfolk State University.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yes, sir.
No, not Spartan Market. No, the joint on the strip
God.
Mall across from Booker T.
You talking about Far East?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's right by a street
that's
called
it.
Reservoir. And Reservoir, that's the hood right there on the corner by Booker T.
Oh, okay, right
through.
There with
that's
with
it.
That whole area in Norfolk State is the hood. What you talking about?
Yeah, I'm a real
not
Norfolk.
Not
right
no more.
Here. I'm a real
unless
Norfolk.
You're from Norfolk. You can't call
when
it.
When I was out there,
like,
it was hood.
You haven't been over there in a while, say James, because area is
it's
looking like $1 million.
Yeah, that's the only Chinese
of.
Restaurant with a black grandma in the back.
Yes. Literally. With the neck.
Wait a minute. Speaking of Norfolk Staples, confirm this or for me. Angus, did they fire, what's the lady's name that's been working at Feather and Fin on Princess Anne Road forever?
I wouldn't know her name off the top. I know everybody just by face, but I don't know. I ain't been at Feather and Fin in a couple of months.
Why you want to fire?
No, I didn't say I wanted her fired. I heard that she got fired. This is a lady that's been at Feather and Finn. This lady has been at Feather and Finn since my child was born, and my oldest child is like 26 years old. Okay. Okay. That was word on the street when I was there for homecoming.
There were too many people getting robbed for their boneless breast chicken sandwiches, and they were like, fuck that, man.
Right. Okay.
Feather and Finn is another place. If you're a Norfolk resident, you know that's been a part of your life in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
that's right. And they got one on Tidewater Drive, too.
No, that's Paula's over there. The Feather and Finn is off Princess Anne Road where Robert's Park and Bowling Park used to be at. But it ain't official until you get shot one time.
Right.
That makes you phenomenal.
Right. You stupid. But I was just telling somebody the other day, I can't even take
Let's pause for the calls. Come right back. Get into this adult conversation with that brother, A. James. T.M. Hyman and the crew trying to get over the hump. With Angus Black. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Yo, give me some fries and an extra large.
Shake.
Hurry up, I'm late for this meeting, I gotta
shake.
I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, about to roll up the
shake.
Got a piece so bad, I'm still in the Harlem
shake.
I was rolling my blunt and seen my side mirror.
Shake.
Thought it was my speakers, then I seen this body.
Shake.
Man, I'm on probation, motherfucker, I'm about to
shake. Burn your food.
Them fries and that.
Shake.
Thought earthquakes was the only thing that
shake.
You can get your air popped over the way to dice.
Shake.
I brought Drake to the hood, the driver was ready to
shake.
Guess he ain't never seen a real blood hand
shake.
Or a crack fiend walking down the block with that
shake.
Everybody got a family member with that
shake.
That'll come through and steal your TV and this
shake.
Man, that TV, cause Channel 9 used to
shake.
Couldn't watch Magic Johnson give Isaiah that
shake.
Now I got a plasma on the wall, that don't
shake.
But this in my bed got them double D's that
shake.
And the F like Trina when I smack it
shake.
That's why I like it dog style, cause you can see this
shake.
Neighbors hitting on the ceiling cause I make the bed
shake.
Landlords say I make too much noise, I gotta
shake.
Oh, my baby mama calling, you gotta
shake.
We was about to get it on to that Khalees Mill. I gotta hit it one more time before
shake.
I'ma this until the knee starts it. Facing the pillow, up, let me see you.
Shake.
What your mama gave you, like that.
Shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now.
Shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it.
Shake.
Me and 50 ain't agree on so I had to
shake.
Ain't no telling what he putting in that protein
shake.
Seen the candy shop video, look at this
shake.
And that's the same the major just young buck
shake.
I'm surprised Lloyd Banks and Yayo didn't
shake.
Wasn't selling no records, Jimmy Iovine said
shake.
Only black eyed peas making the white folks
shake.
I drop off my album to make the whole building
shake.
Hit the valet, grab my Ferrari then
shake.
This the automatic stump, my keys don't
shake.
Unless they headed out of town when the Greyhound
shake.
Going down to Miami where the palm trees
shake.
She see the cops, she know to drop that Louis baggin'. Why you calling my phone? You know the routine
shake.
Lost my bricks, my pimp hand about to
shake.
Make my money back, even if you gotta
shake.
What your mama gave you, like that
shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now
shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it
shake.
What your mama gave you, like that
shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now
shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it
shake.
Oh, man, whoa, I'm about to
shake.
Oh, man, yo, this is cool and Dre, man. We call it
shake.
Yeah.
PM Hyman Radio Live. That was the game, the state. It's 10:33 p.m. here on the East Coast, so it's 7:33 p.m. on the West Coast. And we have come to the time of the show where a man Sage is getting into the adult conversation. So we're all here staging James with his man talk.
Hmm? Man talk. Yo. What's good? Hey, this past, yesterday, I was able to hang tight with brother man over there, Mr. Tim Hyman himself, who was up in D.C., kicking and making it happen. So I'm not going to go too much into detail, but I want to stress the situation that came up that evening. I was in conversation with both him and his colleague that he traveled with, and we were having different discussions going on about, I guess you want to say, the male-female relationship with each other in so many different avenues. Now, during the process of the conversation, there happened to be a partition of opening where a lamp was sitting on one of the stands where the food was at. And on the other side, it looked like it was a student. She may have been in the college student or whatever the case may be. They were sitting over there taking care of some work.
She was a cute college student.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
granted that,
okay? So while conversation was going on, I noticed, she looked in my direction, and I saw her, and she kind of looked at me, smiled, and then, turned away. That was nothing. Okay, she's a nice young lady. Boom. Kept conversation going. I noticed a pair of eyes on me again. So
that
I
was number two.
Again. Number two.
Lance,
so
number
I catch
two.
Her a second. Now, mind you, the second time I caught her now, I saw her trying to fight a smile coming on again. Okay, I saw her fighting.
She bit her lip, huh, Sage?
Bit the lip thing. Okay, so you know the move.
Now,
conversation again. Now, at this point, I'm like, okay, if this goes down again or whatever, I got to, something's going on.
Back
it up. I'm in conversation again, and I feel another set of eyes on me again.
That's
so
number three.
So I look up at her, and then she hits the eye straight to the ceiling. Oh, what's that walking on the ceiling? I never seen that hanging on the ceiling before. Okay. So then I'm like, okay. So I tell T, I say, yo, it's the third time I caught short just checking, no reason. All right. So he turns around and checks out, says hello to her, very polite. Now, after everything is all said and done, he looks back, and I have three fingers up, like, I caught you three times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It looked really good. So then she
literally threw up three fingers to her.
I can imagine.
Wow.
I just had him wait.
I love it.
I had three fingers up waiting.
Oh, my God.
So, now, here's the whole point of the situation I'm getting to. So after everything was all said and done, no words were exchanged. I didn't even go over there and say anything. I just left it the way it was. I just made mention three times and kept it moving.
But I did turn around and see
what happened.
Yes, because the attention, right, of course.
Right, that's all, to make it aware. So I put my stuff on. I put my jacket on, and I'm getting ready to leave. So I just walk over there, and I say, all right, Ma, it was nice meeting you. Boom, throw the high five up. Harmless. She looks at me like, I just went down on one knee asking for a hand in marriage. And she's very reluctant to give me a high five back or whatever. And she was like, okay, leave now, crazy guy. And I'm sitting there thinking like, yo, he was just checking me out profusely over there. But then when I go to give you a salutation, in leaving, I'm looked at as the crazy one. Like, yo, what's really good with that, man? Like, why do our sisters give us such a hard time?
You put it on blast, first of all.
Yeah, you blew it up.
Say, man, say, that's what we call crazy. That's what we call a crazy person.
But, I mean, dude,
let me help you. Hold on, Steve. Let me help you to kick it up, though, Sage. Because the conversation me and Sage, I didn't even see it. I had turned my back, so I didn't even see what happened. He was like, did you just see that? I was like, nah. But the conversation pretty much, ended on a note where I understood where he was coming from. And me and Sage departed on this note. It's not
strange as to why African-American dudes is going after other cultures. Because at the end of the day, black women can be real stank unnecessarily. Let me just put it out there. Why?
For real?
Why?
What was necessary about those actions is what I want to know. You got
I'm
caught.
Telling you why. You put her on blast. Exactly.
Yeah, she didn't. Was she with anyone? Was she with other people?
They were studying.
Yeah, she didn't want the other chick to know that she was you were supposed to flirt back with her inadvertently. Not that you should have known this,
exactly.
But I'm just telling you what she was thinking. You were supposed to flirt back with her inadvertently and, you know, maybe call her over to the side, call her in the hallway, you know, something like that. She didn't want you to blow her up in front of her people, though.
But the thing was, though, it's like she was like, you know.
She wasn't with anybody. Wait. She wasn't with anybody. There wasn't no people.
Oh, she wasn't with anybody?
I thought she was studying with somebody.
Oh.
I didn't see anybody over there.
I thought she was somebody on the other side.
They thought she was with somebody. Okay.
Okay,
she was crazy.
You might have saw something.
Yeah,
I didn't see anybody over there.
I think there was somebody that she was studying with. I think so.
Okay.
You know, I think she was exchanging conversation with somebody else, you know, in lieu of me catching her.
The only way I would see her acting weird was, like, you blew up her spot.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? She didn't want you to, you know, like, openly acknowledge it unless you were going to be quiet about it. You just...
So this is a girl
five.
you don't personally know her.
I don't know her. I'm telling
right.
you. We were already sitting in the lobby building on something totally different, and then they came over and sat down on the other side. Because, like, the chair that they were sitting on was kind of like two chairs pushed together, and they were, like, facing in opposite directions. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't see anything that was going on the other side of the chair, but I was facing that direction. You know what I'm saying? So it just kind of played out where I had a first-hand view over there, and it was going on behind their back. Because both him and his colleague were facing me. You get what I'm saying? So it was just kind of fell into place like that.
And so, let me give you my reflex. How as I was going back into the hotel and I was thinking about what you were saying, my reflex was because I mean, let me just again color the plot a little bit. We in a high-powered hotel that's literally like two blocks over, you know, from the Capitol building. So for me, you know, it's an affluent area. And so automatically, my reflex was, oh, she was just bougie. You know, she was bougie. You know, probably one of those, you know, chicks from Alexandria, Fairfax. You know, people got cash. She was just bougie. That was my reflex. But when we come back, I want to get a better understanding from the females, and I want to hear from Brother Angus Black as well. Because the question still remains, you know, why are so many dudes crossing the color line? And ultimately, it is because of how we're treated. I'm sorry. It's because of how we're treated.
We'll be back.
I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen. And that means that we examine the laws and the context for what happened, as well as the specifics of the incident. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
Trayvon. Did you ever stop to think that I could have been a teacher, a preacher, a play power forward? That I could have been a surgeon, a father, a grandpa one day? But you, you're a dream killer, trigger man.
Bang, bang.
Man. Tell me, beyond the clouds.
maybe even get a full ride for an education. What a price to pay, what a price to pay for walk to the store. Left for dead like an animal. You're a coward and a criminal.
The world's in a dark place because of the hatred towards the dark face. It ain't a race car thing because it's not a car race. It's your place and my place, that'll make it our place. The hate runs deep before the 1800s. Wear a hoodie and they can kill you, that's the way they want it. And the man killed the boy, that's the way they hunting. And the cops with all the laws is the way they running. Homicide justified because of the skin tone. If they left us in Africa, we would have been home. Think of that sucker ass trigger man before you gonna kill a black little man. Insane world, but the things in, they gonna treat you different if you ain't got the same skin. And that element is whack, and the sad shit about it is the president's black.
Russell Davis was fatally shot and killed by a 45-year-old man by the name of Michael Dunn. Now, apparently, Michael Dunn was in Jacksonville, Florida for his son's wedding, and he pulled up next to a sports utility vehicle, a red car, and he noticed that the music was too loud. He couldn't handle the loud music. So he rolled down his window, and he asked the guys in the car to turn it down. Somehow, a verbal altercation ensued, and it gets to a point where Michael Dunn gets a gun and he starts shooting at
Team Mama Radio Live. You are in tune to Hump Day Wednesday, and we are in the midst of adult conversation. But I want to big up Devon Nope, senior manager at the National Urban League, New York City. Hey, what's up, man? They got a huge grant similar to ours. Doing good work in New York City. Hey, big up to my dude William Chapman in Rockford, Illinois, Youth Build, also doing some major things. They also got a lot of money they took back to Illinois. Big up to Isabel Mazad. Hey, Isabel is way out there in Oakland, California. I'm coming out there to check you out, Mama. You invited me, and I might bring the whole crew. We're going out to Oakland. Again, we got millions of dollars that we're taking back to our communities to do some positive things. We not just talking about it, folks. I don't like a whole bunch of talk. I know I got a talk radio show, but I really don't do a lot of talking. I do more action, more moving, more willing and dealing than talking. I need you to do the same. We're in the midst of adult conversation tonight. And the question is, why are so many African-Americans, the males specifically, and females are doing it too, but I think y'all have been doing it undercover. We ain't doing it too undercover no more. You know, athletes always did it. Athletes like them, you know, called Caucasoid trophies on their shoulders. But for look it up. It's a word. It's a word. I'm a sociologist. Look it up.
It is.
Why are so many African American males crossing the color line? Hot chocolate.
Well, I like to refer to them as the lilies. I mean, I cannot say that I'm not knowledgeable in the crossover to the lilies, because I have two adult sons who for a lot of time have preferred to date females who were not African American, and they voiced the same concern or the same reason as to why, that, you know, black girls have really bad attitudes, all they care about is money, they're very materialistic, they, I mean, and ladies, don't get me wrong, because I am full-blooded black girl, but I'm just telling you the perspective that my adult African-American sons are giving me as to the reason why they don't choose to date black women. Now, here it has changed a little bit, where right now they both are, well, one of them is, and the other one's dating a Colombian girl, but that's neither here nor there. I think a lot of it can be attributed to what a lot of it can be attributed to what I just relayed. A lot of us are very caught up in material items and are not really looking for substantial qualities in the mates that we choose that are African-American, or in the options that, you know, we choose that are African-American. And we have to get away from that. We really do.
Madam CeeLo Boston, in 90 seconds, weigh in.
What? Yeah, right. Okay,
yeah.
I don't believe
that.
How about this? If there was no interracial dating, I wouldn't be here. So I don't know nothing about that. I don't have nothing else to say about it. It's going to take longer than 90 seconds.
Okay, no doubt. Angus Black,
Honestly, it comes down to lack of knowledge of your African history, and not African-American history. I mean, your African lineage, your African bloodline. You got to understand, around that time during our ancestry or whatever, it won't no light-skinned people. Light-skinned people actually didn't come around until white people start having sex with our ancestors. So,
well,
true. And then you got to understand where this came from. Because the melanin in the African person skin, our melanin contains its own intelligence. So when white people start having sex with us, they were trying to create a baby that had the super ability that we already had. So that was the purpose of having sex with us. So when they had the light-skinned babies in the house, they was teaching them to hate the dark-skinned man out in the field, and that's how it's still programmed to this day. So you got to understand, the Honorable Marcus Garvey had created an all-black doll factory, which the black doll factory, he said, if y'all let y'all kids play with white doll babies, y'all going to teach them to grow up and hate themselves. And to this day, if you look at reality TV or any of that stuff, all black women are trying to look like some form of white woman.
Barbies.
Yeah, look at the movie School Days. Like, it's always been around why a brother want a light-skinned chick over a dark-skinned chick.
Yeah.
And dark-skinned chick, honestly, the skin, complexion, the way it is so beautiful. People don't understand. The rock your natural hair is a beautiful thing to me. I didn't understand it because at one time I was lost, too, to the point I wanted me a video vixen. But now it's so many video vixens out here now that I want me an average girl. Like, it's too many of them.
Yeah, the world is saturated.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, and on some real junk, you got to keep it real. Show me one broke African brother that got one rich white girl. Show me one. All the white girls are with the successful athletes, and then they get caught up in this whole thing where they got to go get them a white girl or somebody outside of black shit. But show me one rich white girl that got one regular broke nigga with her. You ain't gonna find it.
You ain't gonna find one,
right?
Because that's the difference. Yeah. Because it's expected from the white side. It's already expected. From the black side, it seems like it has to be asked for or seemingly like repeated. So one, it's expected. Then the white girls don't ask for the stuff because it's given to them.
Yeah.
I'm not the type to be, and I ain't being on no racist jump, but you gotta honestly look for all the brothers in our African history that was murdered brutally based on just looking at a white woman. We used to get killed for just looking at a white girl, and now you're going to sit here and turn your back and go get a white woman. Like, you should respect the ancestry and understand what our brothers went through and our great-grandfathers and stuff went through, being they balls being castrated, they forced to have sex with one another. That took the whole mental of a man mind away when you forced to have sex with another dude in front of your girl, and then you're going to disrespect your African history and then go get you a white woman, when if you mess up one time with that white girl, they don't care if it was her fault or nothing, you gone.
Yeah. I'll say this, because we only have about 5-6 minutes left in the show, and we didn't kick, we didn't turn up so loud, and so we didn't turn up, I mean, in a major way with this conversation, because we're really talking about something to the point to where, Angus, I want you to come back on Monday, bro, because the overarching issue here is identity. It's identity and it's self-esteem. And so I want us to take all of this truth, because, again, this is not about the race card. This is about truth. And what Angus just dropped was he just dropped some historical facts, and it's not Black History Month. It should be Black History Month every month. So I
every
want to
month.
Yeah. Monday, yeah. Because Monday is Thanksgiving week. It kicks off Thanksgiving week. And what I'm thankful for is I'm thankful to have an opportunity to create a platform to allow people to speak the truth. See, Angus, at the top of the hour, talked about radio being tainted and radio being manipulated by politics. See, this is not that game. And I'm not doing this because I like, you know, to talk. This platform has been existent for the last four years strong, because it's real. And it provides a platform to allow people to voice their opinion unrestricted. Unrestricted. See, we got to keep this conversation going, and we're running out of time. So, Angus, if you will, brother, Friday is the cipher, and, you know, it's real quick. But come back on Monday so we can really drill down on the historical truth within our culture, and we can talk about identity and self-esteem. Let's bring this back to the top of the half hour. Why so many African-American females, you know, act stank? At the end of the day, I don't think there's one particular answer. But I do believe that regardless, you knowing who you are and you being true to who you are is also important. And we have too many people who are not really true to themselves, because at the end of the day, they have an identity crisis going on within them. That's my take. Yeah. I digress.
Yeah, you dead on. You dead on with that, because I was going to say real quick, I don't even run out of time also. That a lot has to do with the mental condition and the mental slavery shackles are still not gone. The physical ones are gone, but the mental ones are still there. A lot has to do with that, the conditioning throughout the beginning of the slave trade, Willie Lynch letter. All of that stuff struggled out. If you ever read that letter, if you haven't read the letter, go read it in its entirety. It'll explain everything, and the same process that they did to put us in bondage is still prevalent today. It's been on its own axis and has been for the past 400 years. There's still things that haven't been broken yet. But that's something we've also saved for Monday, because I can get more in depth with that. I'm passionate about that thing like this. You know
what
I'm saying?
It's real, man. It's real. Again, big up to Charlie Alcaraz out in, I think it's Phoenix, Arizona. He took $1 million back to Phoenix. Ray Figueroa. What up, Ray? He out there with in Texas with $1 million. Put it to good work. Hey, big up to Richard Lewis, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America in Centralville, VA. VA got $1 million. Hey, and big up to, on Monday I'm going to tell you the organization in Norfolk, Virginia. Let me tell y'all how hood we are in Norfolk. We so hood in Norfolk, we didn't even show up to the party to collect, to represent the $1 million. Listen, I'm going to call y'all out. I'm going to call y'all out, and I'm going to have people to come visit y'all office, because y'all can't be, come on, making us look bad like this. Norfolk, Virginia did not have their representatives at the Department of Labor to even show your appreciation for the $1 million you got. North
yeah, that sounds like
$1 billion.
They probably didn't think they won.
We got it. We got it.
Who they are. I'm going to tell you who they are, and I'm going to tell you to call their damn office because we got to do better. Hey, take us home, folks. Great show. Thanks for rocking. Hump Day Wednesday. I'm home.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check out Friday.
Well, the girl that I was looking at me, she was dark skinned. So I don't know if that counts anything.
You know what?
Whatever. We are that team, that crew, TM Hymen Radio Network. He is the general TM Hymen. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and I'm not bitter or salty or sour anymore because TM is home.
Liar.
He is
Safe
James. He is Madam Boston. Nokio, the entity. Didi, our health and wellness expert. Toya, also. Join us back on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. And once again, thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much to our special guest up close and personal tonight with Angus Back, who will be joining us again on Monday, so make sure you check it out. Everybody have a good night.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Friday.
Radio show.